This Lent, as you reflect on your chocolate and caffeine dependence, take a few moments to examine your reading habits, too. Are you feeding your soul on a diet of clickbait and tabloid fluff? Why not try a magazine with real spiritual substance? The Lutheran Witness brings the best of Lutheran reflection on faith and life, theology, and culture right to you during Lent and throughout the year. Subscribe today at cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We've come to the end of a broadcast week and the end of a Friday. That means it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, a simple game we play with our listeners as often as we can. What we do is throughout the week, we listen to our many excellent guests that we have here on Issues Etc. And we listen for a particular answer, a particular turn of phrase that really catches the ear and engages the mind, and we kind of flag it. This is something that might be a good soundbite for the end of the week. We assemble those at the end of the week, we play them for you, and then this is your part of the game. You listen and you vote. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. You could vote via Twitter, our Twitter address, @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Now it's time for us to do our part and play the sound bites, and then we'll ask you to vote. First soundbite this week comes from Dr. Mike Horton, answering the question, was justification by grace through faith for Christ's sake alone a 16th century invention?
I am more assured than ever that many of the church fathers taught justification by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. They even taught that justification is an instantaneous declaration of forgiveness of sins and clothing in the righteousness of Christ. Church father after church father, I quote there, many of them Eastern fathers, not just Western. And so when people say this is something that was just invented in the 16th century, they really don't know their own church fathers that well. One other thing there. When people say that they needed to get back to the church fathers, they started reading the church fathers and then want to go to the church of the fathers, the orthodoxy. I want to tell them, do you know when the church fathers were revived, when we got the church fathers back? The Reformation. It was the reformers and Lutheran and Reformed theologians who translated the church fathers into the vernacular and even into Latin, but also into the vernacular. That whole renaissance of scholarship of the church fathers was largely the work of the Reformation. In fact, our reformers said, we are going back to the scriptures and the church fathers.
That's soundbite number one from our interview with Dr. Mike Horton on Eastern Orthodoxy. If you'd like that to be soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from a conversation we had with Pastor Will Whedon, remembering the martyrs Perpetua and Felicitas. Here he is with an example of Jesus' words, if anyone does not hate his father and mother, he cannot be my disciple.
Perpetua's wealthy dad was no dummy. He knew the massive danger that his daughter was placing herself in by accepting baptism into Christ. He'd probably just expressed it like joining those mad Christians, that mad sect. He loved his daughter very much. And when she did get arrested, when she did get jailed, he visits her. He begs her, please don't do this. Do not allow this Christ of yours to come between you and me, between you and your daughter. You would let Christ deprive your daughter of a mother. Why do you hate me so? Why do you treat me like this? Why do you love this Jesus more than you love your family? And of course, Perpetua did not despise her dad, and no doubt she took no pleasure whatever in causing him pain. But she could not choose to please him. above pleasing the one who laid down his life for her and for us all on Calvary's cross.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Will Whedon, with an example of Jesus' words, "If anyone does not hate his father or mother, he cannot be my disciple." If you'd like to vote for that one to be soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-6943. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us a tweet with your vote at issuesetc or an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three this week comes from a conversation with Pastor Christopher Eskett on the Lord's Supper. We were talking about the Lord's Supper and living in a hostile world, and here he is with the emphasis of the Lord's Supper on the resurrection.
So if sin brings death, then the forgiveness of sins is also going to bring life, and it's going to give life not just to our souls, but to our bodies. So this becomes a kind of hidden seed of the resurrection that is being implanted within us. Luther never meant, by emphasizing forgiveness of sins, to exclude the body or the resurrection, but it's meant as a shorthand. You know, Luther says, where there is forgiveness of sins, there is also life and salvation. So that's what is being promised to us. And Luther heavily emphasized this in his writings on the Lord's Supper. There's this beautiful passage. It might be my favorite thing in all of Luther, where Luther says, if we eat him, meaning Christ, if we eat him spiritually through the word, he abides in us spiritually in our soul. If one eats him physically, he abides in us physically and we in him. As we eat him, he abides in us and we in him. For he is not digested or transformed, but ceaselessly he transforms us, our soul into righteousness, our body into immortality. So now that's hidden, that immortal body that is coming. But Jesus, mysteriously, is already working it in us. And we have this promise that by eating the supper, not only are our sins forgiven, but our body and blood are going to become like his body and blood, risen from the grave living and reigning to all eternity with him in his glorious kingdom.
That is soundbite number three, Pastor Christopher Eskett, the Lord's Supper and the Resurrection. Vote for that one by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, or by sending us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote where we have left space at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote. Here is soundbite number four. It comes from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. We have been doing a series with him introducing the books of the Bible. We got to 1 Samuel most recently, and here he is with the purpose of that book.
This book is written for the people so that they know their need for a true king. And in fact, as they've cried for a king, the Lord is going to answer their cry, their prayer for a king. But we see that the answer is not Saul. He's not the answer to their prayers. He's not their deliverer. He's not the one that's going to rescue them. And in fact, in the next book, we're going to see that it's not David. And in the next book, we're going to see that it's not Solomon. That this prayer for a king, the Lord has said, I'll answer and I'll give you a king. But the answer to the prayer is not going to come until the one who is Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, who would be born in the same town of David, be born of Bethlehem. But that is the true answer to this prayer. So this book is reminding us, it's reminding the people then that they have a desperate need for a deliverer. But the deliverer is not come until Christmas. The deliverer doesn't come until Good Friday and Easter. The deliverer is not David. It's not Saul. It's not even David. It is the Son of David, who sits at the right hand of God the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. What is the purpose of 1 Samuel? Now it's time for you to vote. You've heard all four soundbites. Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Email us your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send it to us via Twitter, @issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. How did Christian communities in the past respond to godless cultures? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March is titled Embracing Godly Character, The Christian Community's Response to a Godless Culture. It's published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040. Or learn more about embracing godly character at issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Embracing Godly Character, 1-800-325-3040.
People are talking about the Lutheran Federal Credit Union. Lutheran FCU was created solely to serve LCMS workers, families, and entities, and proceeds benefit LCMS organizations. Lutheran FCU offers deposit accounts and loans and has service access at thousands of branches and ATMs nationwide. Lutheran FCU also offers members Christian-based lending advice for new loans and refinancing, minimal account fees, and superior personalized service. Check them out at LutheranFCU.org.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Looking for a foreign language program that will revolutionize your students' vocabulary knowledge and their understanding of grammar? How about a program that teaches critical thinking skills too? Look no further than Memoria Press's Latin curriculum. Students of all ages can use these Latin study programs. Give your students the language of medicine and law today. Visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR17. Memoria Press, a classical Christian education that works.
Do you long for a church that celebrates the divine service with reverence and joy, but without the unbiblical baggage imposed by a supposedly infallible hierarchy? Do you long for a church that confesses a divinely instituted office of the holy ministry for the giving of the Lord's gifts to his people, and yet values and lifts high the priesthood of all believers? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We're what you've been looking for. Find an historic, authentic church near you on the Find a Church page at issuesetc.org.
I know I'm wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've played the four soundbites for you. Now it's your turn to give us a call and vote. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address at issuesetc. And our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one? Dr. Mike Horton, was justification by grace through faith a 16th century invention? Soundbite number two, Pastor Will Whedon, an example of Jesus' words: if anyone does not hate his father and mother, he cannot be my disciple. Soundbite number three, Pastor Christopher Eskett on the Lord's Supper and the resurrection. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, what is the purpose of 1 Samuel? 1-877-623-6943. Let's go first to Columbus, Ohio, where Tanya is waiting on the line. Hi, Tanya.
Hi. Delighted that I could get through. And I was very taken by Pastor Eskett. Statement on the Lutheran view of the Lord's Supper, and I think that we take a unique view of it, and it's just so characteristic of our whole theology that focuses on Jesus first, how he comes to us, how he transforms us, and I thought it was just a very beautiful illustration of that.
Tanya, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Ohio. She votes for soundbite number three, Pastor Christopher Eskett, the Lord's Supper and the resurrection. Up next in Kansas City, Willow. Hi, Willow.
Oh, hi.
Which one are you voting for and why?
I'm voting for the gentleman talking about the Eucharist. I was raised Lutheran. I was baptized Lutheran, and I thought I knew everything, and I fell away, and I came back, and I've been asking some questions in my own mind, and things I don't even want to talk to the pastor about, really, you know, and the way that he explained this, I feel like I got really closer to a true understanding, so I just appreciate that.
Well, Willow, thank you very much. We are very glad to have helped. I'm sure Pastor Eskett is glad as well. Thanks for listening in Kansas City. A vote for soundbite number three, too. Here is Jan listening in Clarksville, Tennessee. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Pastor Wilkin. I'm going to be in the same vein. I want to vote for Pastor Eskett. I was not raised Lutheran. I was raised Baptist. And with coming into the Lutheran Church and understanding that it's the real presence and not the real absence, and hearing always people say, well, you know, and Luther saying, you can never know the gospel. You never plumb the depths of it. This is so deep and so wonderful. I just, Thank you, Pastor. Ask it. It just deepens my understanding of the supper so much.
Jan, thank you, and thanks for listening in Tennessee. Let's see, Aaron listens in Florida. He says, many great sound bites this week, but my vote is for Will Wheaton. Every time I hear an atheist assert that Christianity is a fiction, I fix my mind on the martyrs like Perpetua. People just do not suffer and die for myths. People do not give up friends, family, and hope for clever stories. People go to the mattress for truth, especially the way, the truth, and the life. Very well put, Aaron. Thank you for listening in Florida. In Chelsea, Michigan, Matthew is voting for Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on the purpose of 1 Samuel. He says, because he's always pointing us to Christ. I hadn't made the what seems obvious now connection between the Israelite kings and the King of Kings. Matthew, thank you for your vote and for listening in Michigan. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Or a tweet at IssuesETC, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Carl in Burton, Michigan says, my vote is for soundbite number 2, Pastor Will Wheaton, because this one hits close to home. There's a great division in my extended family over matters of faith to the point where my family has made into an idol. It's common to hear family is forever, blood is thicker than water, as reasons for why I should skip taking my wife and kids to church in order to spend more time with the family. God's word endures forever, the blood of Christ, the water of baptism. This is the blood and water that truly matters. Jesus said, who are my mother and my brothers? Whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother, citing Mark chapter 3. And so why do I love Jesus more than my family? Because he died for me. And he died for you. Very well put, Carl, and thank you for listening in Michigan. Roberta listens in California. I have to say that Pastor Wheaton deserves the soundbite this week. He deserves that Jesus spoke almost exaggeratedly when he said we needed to hate father and mother and follow him. Jesus was an artist with hyperbole and used it when it suited the situation. We must then consider our walk with God very carefully before we take steps in vocation. We should also ask for forgiveness often and attend the divine services often. In other words, we must take all of Jesus' words very much to heart and follow his words. Then he says we are his disciples. Pastor Wheaton hit the nail on the head. Roberta, thank you for listening in California. Let's see. David is listening in Colorado. My journey out of evangelicalism years ago now began with a strong sense that something was wrong, something was missing. After grappling with this sense and trying several different kinds of churches, I came at last to those odd-seeming Lutherans. They told me plainly that what the Bible actually really is all about Jesus. It isn't about political issues or social issues, secret info or special gifts. It's about Jesus. Pastor Wolf Miller said it again and again, and he said it well. He gets my vote, a vote for soundbite number 4. According to your votes, I have a hard time keeping track of it. The winner this week is soundbite number 3, Pastor Christopher Eskett on the Lord's Supper and our future resurrection.
So if sin brings death, then the forgiveness of sins is also going to bring life, and it's going to give life not just to our souls, but to our bodies. So this becomes a kind of hidden seed of the resurrection that is being implanted within us. Luther never meant, by emphasizing forgiveness of sins, to exclude the body or the resurrection, but it's meant as a shorthand. You know, Luther says, where there is forgiveness of sins, there is also life and salvation. So that's what is being promised to us. And Luther heavily emphasized this in his writings on the Lord's Supper. There's this beautiful passage, it might be my favorite thing in all of Luther, where Luther says, if we eat him, meaning Christ, if we eat him spiritually through the word, he abides in us spiritually in our soul. If one eats him physically, he abides in us physically and we in him. As we eat him, he abides in us and we in him. For he is not digested or transformed, but ceaselessly he transforms us, our soul into righteousness, our body into immortality. So now that's hidden, that immortal body that is coming. But Jesus, mysteriously, is already working it in us. And we have this promise that by eating the supper, not only are our sins forgiven, but our body and blood are going to become like his body and blood, risen from the grave and living and reigning to all eternity with him in his glorious kingdom.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week, Pastor Christopher Eskett on the Lord's Supper and the Resurrection. The LPR bundle package goes to Willow in Kansas City. Send us your mailing address and your shirt size. Talk back at issuesetc.org. We will send you you the LPR bundle package. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March is called Embracing Godly Character, The Christian Community's Response to a Godless Culture. Kind of a handbook for every Christian, no matter where you live or what you do. This is the book for you. Find it at our website, issuesetc.org. It's on every page of the website. Or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, and ask for the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March, Embracing Godly Character, The Christian Community's Response to a Godless Culture, 1-800-325-3040. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll have Dr. Andrew Steinman answer the question, is President Trump a 21st century King Cyrus, like from the Old Testament? We'll discuss apostolic succession with Pastors Will Whedon and Heath Curtis, and we'll talk with Dr. Mark Rigneris about cheap sex. It is true. The ancients called the Lord's Supper the medicine of immortality because it seals in us, in our very flesh, with the flesh and blood of Christ, our resurrection. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.